Another phone call. So this is broken up into three sections. So I don't remember exactly where I was, but I think I was at the point where I was saying that the contribution amount relates to the person ID number giving to a particular drive number on a particular date, contribution date. So contribution amount relates to all three parts of the primary key, which is a definite rule that has to be true. Now the next thing is, as I said, looking at the handout on multiple tables. And it's donor 2001, donation 2001, and drive 2001. So the first thing I'm showing is those three key fields, those three parts of the primary key, and their place in the donation 2011. Okay. So now I'm going to go to the next one, the next slide, and it's kind of, well, it's down at the bottom of one page at the middle of another one. But I'm saying select DID number, name, contribution amount. Okay, so DID number and name are on the donor table. Contribution amount is on the donation table. So I need both of those tables. So my from shows that I have a from donor 2011, comma, donation 2011. Now that I've got the two tables, I've got to tell how they relate. So my relating is done with the where clause, and I'm saying where the DID number on donation 2011 is equal to the ID number on 2011. Okay, so I'm linking these two tables together based on the ID number. If I had named them ID number on both tables instead of the donor having DID number, then I would be putting ID number equal to ID number with the table names. But I also then would have to go back to the select. And if in the select I was using ID number, I would have to tell what table it is on. Because in the select, if a field occurs on more than one table that's in the from, then I have to identify which table. And since I'm linking on the matching, it really doesn't matter whether I use donor.ID number or donation.ID number. But I have to specify. Okay, and then at the bottom of the page, I do a link with all three tables. So I have in the from donor 2011, donation 2011, drive 2011, and my link says where the DID number on the donor equals the ID number on the donation, and the drive number on the donor equals the drive number on the donation. Notice in the select, drive number appears on two tables, and so it is written as donation 2011 dot drive number. So that's how I link tables. The next one is about setting up the keys. So I defined a table, and that table is called without key. And I'm going to add a primary key to that table. So I do that by saying alter table without key, add primary key. And in parenthesis, I put the field that is going to be the primary key. So this table has an ID number. That's what I want to be the primary key. So I've said alter the table and add the primary key of ID number. On the next one, I'm creating an index. An index allows you to access a field more effectively, more efficiently, if that's a field that you are constantly going in and trying to find somebody with a specific name or a specific something. The example that I always use is when you go to a doctor's office, they ask for your patient number or your name. the patient number is the primary key. And so that is easy to go in and access. Name is just a field. But since you frequently are going to have to go in and find a particular name, it is made into an index, because a field that has been indexed will be accessed more efficiently and more quickly. Now, you don't want to set up a whole load of indexes, because that's a lot of baggage for it to carry. So you want to pick the field or fields that you really do access a whole lot and make those the indexes. And so I said alter table without key, and I added an index. Okay. And then I went through and showed how to drop indexes that you have created. And then I showed how to add a primary key that has the three parts. So I added a primary key that has ID number, drive number, contribution date, because I had set up a field with those three things. I basically set up a table that is like the donation table. And I am making a three-part primary key. All right, from there we moved on and we started to look at the subqueries. Okay, so in subqueries, I have a query within a query. So in this case, I have a inner query that says select the drive number from the drive where the drive name equals animal home. And if you look at what I did inside, I did that little select, that inner select all by itself, and it returned 200. So the inner select returns 200. Then I go to the outer select, and the outer select says select asterisk, meaning everything, from donation, where the drive number is in whatever was returned by the inner select. Well, only one thing was returned by the inner select, so I'm therefore looking for drive number equal to 200. And you can see that it returns records with a drive number of 200, and I see all of the information about those records. Okay. Okay, then I came in and I said another one where the inner select says select year goal from donor where name is like ash. Remember that percentage sign there means any number of characters before the word ash. And remember also that an underscore means one character. So if I only wanted one character before ash, I'd have written underscore ash. But I wanted any number of characters. Now, I said where year goal is greater than the year goal that got selected, and 50 got selected. So I'm looking for any year goal greater than 50. Probably this was not a great way of doing this, because I'm returning only one thing. But I could conceivably return multiple things. Okay, so in that case, I could have used an in or set it up in a different way. Okay, that is the end of the notes that I put up, and you've got three things to go with it. I would also suggest that you could look at last year's and see what I had to say last year and see if that makes more sense to you. Okay, we're done.